Praise God, praise God. Good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. This is Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and I welcome each and every one of you to the Master's Call. We are tagging today, Thirsting for His Righteousness Thursday. According to Matthew 5 and 6, it says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for His righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Lord, you have set your glory above the heavens, and we thank you that you have saw fit this day that we come together once more and again, Lord God, to glorify your holy and righteous name. Father God, we thank you for every single individual on this call. We know, Lord God, that you're going to fill our cups because you told us that when we thirst and hunger after you, O God, you will fill us, O God. So we thank you in advance for all that you're doing in our lives. Lord God, we're asking a special blessing upon Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, the two women of God that said yes to you, O God. So we ask you, Father, that you continue to bless, you continue to strengthen, you continue to manifest your glory and your honor with them and in every area of their lives. Father God, we thank you for every person that's going to receive your word this day. And the person that's going to give your word, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for a double portion of your anointing upon that person's life. We glorify you, Father, that it's going to, the anointing is going to overflow, Lord God, to where we'll be able to share with somebody else what you're doing with this call. So, Lord God, have your way as we fast and thirst after you, O God, as we seek your face daily. We ask that you bless Artist Life, Artist International, bless the Artist family, and bless special, Lord God, our Papa Diaz de Leon, whose birthday is today. We glorify you, Father, for honoring him and filling his cup, Lord, like never before. We call him healed, whole, and complete in you, O God. We thank you for blessing every area of his life and the family, Lord, in its entirety. We thank you, Father, for the Artist Life family, from the owners on down to the person that signed up last night to every customer. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing with Extravaganza, the preparation, the people that are going, the anointing that you'll have on the people that are attending with them, Lord God. We glorify you, Father, for everything that you're doing this day and the days to come. We bless your name. In Jesus' matchless name we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, it was definitely a blessing and an honor to see and invite each and every one and greet each and every one of you to this call this morning. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Minister Jackie, our silver fox, God bless you. I love you with the love of the Lord. It's over to you.
Well, God bless you, our Mississippi Queen, and thank you so much for greeting and seating us this morning in the telecommunications sanctuary and for that powerful, powerful prayer. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I'd like to give you a little information about our call. In October 2010, co-founders Dr. P.K. Robert and Dr. Witherspoon founded this call. Our scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And our website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And all of our messages have been archived on this site, as well as the bios of all of our speakers. And our theme for this year is, in 2017, God's manifesting our goals and our dreams. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as our illustrious Minister Brenda did this morning, or host, as I am doing now, or if you just want to share a word from the Lord, or you may even want to have a prayer request or even a praise report, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brendan Terrell, will contact you. And what has brought us all together is a phenomenal, phenomenal company, Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. It is a common thread that brought us all together each morning to start our day with a word from the Lord. We are now known as Artist Life. And Artist Life is a great company with great products to help the world to become healthier. So share this call with your family and friends and those that you meet. And I'd like to give a special birthday shout-out to the founder of this company, Papa Diaz de Leon. Happy birthday. If you or someone you know is having challenges calling in on the calls, there is a bridge number that would allow you to call in for free. And that number is 518-333-1522. Again, that number is 518-333-1522, and follow the prompts that will bring you into the calls. The new morning motivational call is held every Monday through Friday right after this call, and is conducted by a team of great leaders that provide vital information to your artist business and its wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And today is Thursday on the new motivational call, and it is Testimonial Thursdays. March the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 2017, all roads are leading to Los Angeles, California, Sheraton Gateway, to the Artist Kickoff, Bridging the Gap. So please go to your back office to get registered for the conference and to make your reservations now. At this time, I'd like to go and introduce our speaker for the hour. And our speaker is no stranger this morning to this call. She is a strong, dynamic, dedicated, faithful, obedient woman of God with a heart of love. She has served as a chaplain for female offenders at the Atlanta Advancement Center. She served our country in the United States Army and was commissioned as an Army chaplain and pastor. She was well decorated for her services as she has traveled the world spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. She reentered the civilian world and became the founding pastor of Shekinah Glory Church in Jessup, Georgia. She has been a member and served on numerous organizations and boards, conducting workshops, seminars, and has preached throughout the United States. Returning to her roots in Mississippi, she is currently the founder of the Joy Retreat, reaching out to the community and serving God's people. She takes great pride that she was blessed to stand with her husband, Elijah, of 35 years until he went home to be with the Lord. Together, they were change agents. She has 2 married children and 5 grandchildren. So Dr. PK served as the one and only ambassador of Artists International, now known as Artist Life. She is the co-founder to the Master's Call, and I, along with others, are so very grateful for her yes to that call. Join me now, and please welcome Dr. Pecola Roberts our speaker for today. Pastor PK, are you there?
I am here, my dear Silver Fox. How are you this morning? You sound super fantastic.
Thank you. I am so blessed.
God bless you the more. Bless you the more. Good morning. Good morning, my TMC family. Good morning. It is so wonderful to be with you on this blessed day that Jesus Christ has allowed us to see. I am so thankful. I am, as my Mississippi Queen said this morning, I am so excited about what God is doing. I thank him, and I thank you, Minister Brenda, for coming on this morning and just greeting us and making us know that it's really okay as we are really walking into his righteousness on this blessed Thursday. And we love you and thank you for what you do for this, our prayer group, prayer team. You are super fantastic. Thank God for you today. We also want to take a moment to thank God for our own Papa Diaz de Leon, and that God blessed him and gave him the idea, the creative strategic idea, to develop and found our Artist International business over 25 years ago, 26 now. And we also thank God that because of that company, we are here today, and the Lord is now helping us to understand how important it is to open our minds up so that he can do greater and bigger things in us. So we thank Papa Diaz de Leon for bringing us together. And he did. He connected me, the company connected me, with my now sister, who I don't say that we are connected at the hip, arm, or shoulder, but at the heart, because when I don't want to think about her, I'm up thinking about her and praying for her. And then because of her, I had the opportunity to meet Mother Josie, who is now my mother for real. Call and talk to her and just love up on her, and she loves up on me, and it helps me so much. So today I'm so grateful. I'm just so grateful. Down in my sanctified soul, I'm grateful. I tell God, thank you today for his many, many blessings. And I thank God for each of you, as I've stated before. As I enter, I really wanted to talk about being chosen for this, And God said, no, I want you to stick in here with what are you thinking about. You are what you're thinking about. So I had to go right on back and do a little bit more on our thoughts and how our thoughts are making us who we are. So it is time for us to get practical in developing words for the new me. Speaking of the new me, for the new year for the new me. And we talk a lot about the newness and about this being 2017 and stepping over into it, and just thinking that as a result of the calendar changing and the dates changing, everything else would change in our lives. But the truth of it is, we are still dealing with conquest, and we are still dealing with battles, and we are still dealing with we are still in the battle. We are still in the fight. We still have death on top of death, all of the death notices that I've gotten. I just had to go to the hospital. My auntie, oh, thank you all for praying for Aunt Rose. Aunt Rose, 90 years old, went in the hospital, had a stent put in her heart, came out the next day and is doing super fantastic. Back up in the church house, she will be on Sunday. Oh, somebody ought to say thank you and help me shout that one out. And what I am saying to you this morning, and what I'm going to say to you this morning, when I went into Aunt Rose's hospital room, I went in there, you all, with some great hesitation. I just need to be honest with you. She's over 90, and I was just so concerned. And I just wanted to do this thing right. So God gave me what to ask her. I said, Aunt Rose, tell me what you want to do. I want to stop this hurting in my heart. This pain is too much for me to bear. The doctor says that if we do this stent, the pain is going to be gone and I'm going to be okay. I said, are you ready for that procedure? I am ready. That was the night before. I said, all I needed to hear is it wasn't something somebody else is pushing on you. It is what you want to do. It's what you wanted to do. I said, okay, God, here we go. We ready for the fight. We going through this battle. I connected with her, rubbed her down. Thank you, God. I mean, we got the prayer up in here. And she had a radiant smile on her face. She was talking with strength. And I knew when I left out of that door, she was going to be all right. And she is okay. You all, we are still in the battle, but the victory is ours. Somebody ought to say she's right. Complete victory. Yeah. Oh, you can write this down for being mine. God gave it to me this morning. Complete victory consists of little victories. We are in battles, but the end of the war, in the end of all of it, we are victorious. So as we go through these battles, as we go through this time of war, we've got to know that at the end, we got to start out thinking victorious. We got to start out knowing that we are victorious. So we've got to have words of strength and power, words that would give me life. Before we talk about words, I want us to think a little bit more about our thoughts. When you wake up, when you woke up just a short time ago, I want to know, what were you thinking about? When you woke up, what was the first thing you thought about? Just think about that just for a moment. Did you wake up thinking, my life matters? Today is going to be a beautiful, super fantastic day. I get to serve God Almighty. I am very blessed, and I get to bless others. Or did you wake up saying, oh, my God, another day. Today is going to be a tough day for me. I'm tired already. I woke up tired. I never have enough time. There is too much for me to do, Lord. I might as well just turn on over, and you hit the snooze button and turned over and snoozed it out until you just had to get up just a minute ago. If you find yourself with more negative thoughts, we have to recognize the most very important truth, and that is, listen, write this down. Our life is always moving into the direction of our strongest thoughts. I've given you this three times now, and I want you to get it. Our life is always moving into the direction of our strongest thoughts. Whatever you wake up thinking about is what is more than likely will carry you through the day. So to get ready for the practice that we are about to engage in, I want you to answer two questions. Number one, what negative thoughts are influencing or hindering your life? What negative thoughts? For me, it was about my children. Just weighing me down. You all, so much until I was having shooting pains in my head yesterday and day before, just weighing me down. And the Lord had said to me, why are you so worried? What are you doing? Those are your thoughts, and those thoughts are bringing you down. Come on. Now I want you to think about this question. I want you to think y'all, this phone is the dinging over here. You all know how I am. I want you to answer this question. What spiritual truths can set you free from the strongholds of those thoughts that you have? What spiritual truths can really set you free? I want us to get practical this morning. I want us to go to work. I want you to really, if you are lying down, I want you to sit up. If you are sitting up, I want you to begin writing. I want you to begin thinking. I want you to work a little bit this morning. This is not one of those leisurely, I'm going to just listen. This is going to be a hands-on message for the next 3 or 4 minutes. Identify those thoughts. Identify how they are taking you into the wrong direction. Identify them, and then we are going to replace those negative thoughts with strong, powerful, spiritual truths. Why? Because we will not be conformed with the patterns of this world, but we are going to let God renew the way we think. Hey, somebody say that word, renew. Renew the way we think so that we can please him by living a life of new, fresh, creative ideas on today. We want to have, how many of you want to have some new, fresh, creative ideas today? Okay, well, let's practice. We are getting ready to capture every rebellious, this is in Corinthians, I told you 10, we are capturing every rebellious negative thought, and we are teaching those thoughts to obey Christ. How are we going to do that? Through the spiritual truths that we are getting ready to engage in. You see, as we are going through this first fast for the beginning of this new year, we need to do this. We absolutely need to do this. The old folks used to sing this song. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And so as I am in the mind of Christ, and Christ is in me and I am in him, I'm going to begin to affirm and say, not what PK really want, but what does Christ want for me every morning? What does Christ want for me? Every morning I want to wake up asking that question, what does Christ want for me today? So as I replace and renew my mind and renew my thoughts, these are some of the things that I, this year, am saying to myself as I'm getting up. What are you saying to yourself? Jesus is first in my life. I exist to serve and glorify him. That's a biblical truth. I made it true for me. Number two, this one is really, really important to me. My children and grandchildren will love God and serve him with their whole heart. I don't care what they do in the day. Hershey, I will continue to nurture, equip, train, and empower them to do more for his kingdom than they can ever imagine. That's what I've got to do. I've got to say this. I've got to say it, even though it sounds crazy. It may not look right. I just got to say it. I got to say it because it's a biblical truth. I love people and believe the best about others. I love Donald Trump. I love this cabinet. I love them, and they're going to do right by the people of God. I love the people whom God is putting in these leadership positions. That's been weighing heavy on my heart. Y'all, we got to get honest with ourselves, get this negative mess out of our system, and start saying what the Bible says about it and say what we want and what Christ wants for us. And he wants the very best for us. Somebody ought to say amen. Christ wants the best for me. Christ wants the best for me. He wanted the best for me so bad that he took it all to the cross. He wants the best for me. He wants the best for me so bad that he died on the cross so that I can have the very best. I hear amen coming across the line. I'm going to give you two more, and then I'm getting off. I love people. I love people. I got to say that one again because that one has really been weighing on me. This stuff will weigh on you so bad until you're sick and you don't know why you're sick. It's because of all this mess. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. I am disciplined. Christ in me is stronger than the wrong desires that's in me. Christ in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in this world. I am growing closer to Jesus every day. Why? Because Christ is my, every day, because of Christ, my family is closer, my body is stronger, my faith is deeper, my leadership is sharper. I am a king's kid. I belong to Christ. I develop leaders. That's not something I do. It is something I am. I thank God for the new PK. I want you to thank God for the new you, because God really has some great things in store for us this year. But we've got to not bring the old PK into the new 2017. I've got to be renewed every single day by
Amen.
What I'm speaking and by what I am saying. I've got to really get myself together, you all. Come with me. Let us affirm what God has given us in the Bible so that we can be the children that he is calling for in these last and evil days. Back to you, my dear Silver Fox.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for that wonderful, wonderful, profound message. I will be calling you back shortly and ask you to close with our benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray. Lord, we come before you today. We thanking you for your goodness. We thanking you for our right minds. And we thanking you for keeping our minds stayed on you, that we will have great thoughts, positive thoughts, thoughts that will lead us in the right direction, Lord, that will cover us, that will open up this world, make it a better place. God, we thank you for every good and wonderful and perfect thing that you are doing in our life. We thank you for standing beside us and helping guide us through this world. We thank you for our speaker today, Lord Jesus. We thank you for that profound word that she has brought to us, that word that says that this is a new year and a new me. And what is it that I'm thinking? God, because in your word, you said, as a man thinketh, so shall he be. And we want to be wonderful representatives of you, Lord. And we thank you for her reminders and her words that let us know that we have to keep our mind stayed on thee and that you would lead us and guide us in all of our ways. God, we thank you for the founders of this call, Pastor PK and Pastor Vanessa. We thank you for their yes, Lord. We are so grateful for their yes. And we thank you for every good and wonderful thing that they do to help us, Lord, even in their busy lives. Pastor PK with her running of the Joy Center, and Pastor PK with her many Pastor Vanessa with her many hats, and her servants to her mother, God, Mother Josie. We thank you for Mother Josie for allowing and sharing with us her wonderful daughter. We ask you that you can continue your blessings over her life, continue strengthening her, keeping her with a strong mind and a strong body, and her continued worshiping of you, God. We thank you for Artists International, the platform that has brought us together, a company anointed by you with this anointed products. We ask your continued blessings over our leaderships. And God, today we ask for special blessings for Papa Diaz de Leon, for his heart is definitely in the right place, God, and it shows. It shows by the number of people that have been brought together, not only brought together for artists, for the products that artists sell, but also brought us and united us in your word, God, Jesus. We thank you. And God, we ask you continue blessings to cover those that are not feeling well in their bodies. Minister Willa, God, please come by and anoint her body, because you said by your stripes she is healed. And we know that she is healed and she is whole. And we thank you, God. We thank you for the peace that you have given all of those that have bereavement in their family. And we continue to ask you to bless our TMC family. Keep your anointing over this call. We thank you, we praise you, and we love you. In your name, Jesus, amen. And, Lord, I'd also like to remind you that after this call, shortly after this call, we will be going on forward to the morning motivational call. But before then, I would like to remind you that this is day 8. of our 21-day journey, or if you feel so inspired, 40-day journey on our Daniel's fast. And today's directive is from Psalms 115 and 14. The Lord shall increase you more and more
and your children. And we also, the directive says, we call forth every individual and resource that's assigned to fulfill our desires, ranks, from the north, east, south, and west. The Lord is giving us all the right people to work with, and together we are working as unto the Lord. So remember, if you have not started, it is not too late to join us. So please join us on our fast, on our corporate fast. The TMC prayer directive for 2017 corporate fast can be found on our website, www.themasterscall.net. And today is Thursday, and we will have our 72-hour weight loss marathon starting at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time and every hour at the top of the hour until 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Get all your prospects on this call and increase your income. Also, we'd like to thank Minister Brenda for seating and greeting each and every one of us this morning. And we'd also like to thank Pastor Dr. P.K. Roberts for her great message this morning. We asked you to join us right after this call at the Morning Motivational Call. And today is Testimonial Thursday, and that number is 712-770-4005, 294-6175#. Again, 770-4005, 294-6175#. And if you'd like to hear the playback for this powerful message, you can call today at 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957-677#. And I strongly suggest that you go back to our website, as this was a three-part message, and obtain the full message in its entirety. So at this time, I would like to bring back our speaker for the morning to come and give us our benediction. And again, we thank you for that word. Pastor PK, are you there?
I am here. God bless you. As we are closing the call, I want you to remember that your thoughts can hold you down, push you back, and feed you lies. On the other hand, they can lift you up into the victorious place that God would have you to live and be in. God, your thoughts on today. Think those things which are of Christ. And not only that, speak the words that will make you a new you. This is a new season. Almighty God, your grace abide with us. Keep us. Place an angel at the gates of our lips so that we will say only those things which will bring you glory and will bring us to the place of living the life that you are pleased with. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Go out and live a super fantastic day. Know that Christ loves you so much that he gave his life for you. Bye-bye.